Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ben Carr. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Rule and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Rule and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Strunk throws the ball into Schalk, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pratt scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell throws to second for one, and Pratt throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leverett moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Mulligan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Strunk goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leverett is hit by the pitch. Lum Davenport pinch runs for Dixie Leverett. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ferdy Shupp now pitching. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Harry Courtney now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Rule and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Rule and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Schalk who tags Miller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. It's 3-2. Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Piercy now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hooper is walked intentionally. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.